Cube's Big Three is back. The most physical, fierce, and competitive basketball league on earth returns to CBS this Saturday. Three-time Big Three MVP ISO Joe Johnson and the reloaded Detroit Amps battle two-time Big Three championship coach Steven Jackson's DMV trilogy, followed by Big Three's most intense rivalry. Defending champions Miami 305 and Michael Beasley chasing his third straight MVP take on Dwight Howard, coach Nick Young, and the LA Riot. Watch Big Three Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on CBS. Catch replays Monday, 8 p.m. on BET.
Today's episode of The Beat is brought to you by the Waterworks and Header HVAC, now better to serve you together and proud sponsors of Ohio State Athletics. For his next trick, Ryan Day is pulling another former NFL head coach out of a hat. Welcome to The Beat. It is a Boren Blitz presented by the Waterworks. He is Zach Boren. I am Austin Ward. And as we kick off this week, Zach, we didn't know for sure when this hiring process was going to wrap up with an offensive coordinator, but Ryan Day was working stealthily, secretly. And he lands Arthur Smith. And you were texting me all last week. So who's the OC? Who's the OC? Who's the OC? Saturday, I finally had an answer for you. What do you think of it?
I'm shocked, first and foremost. And the whole reason why is you think of Arthur Smith and the noise surrounding his name, right? He was a head coach in the NFL, the OC of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had offense coordinator interviews set up with the Titans, with the Eagles. You know, there were rumors of him coaching in the NFL from Adam Schefter and all those guys at multiple places. And the thought was he was going to have multiple options. And then you hear his name that Ryan Day is signing him at Ohio State. And, you know, maybe it's one of those things where, as a college football fan, as you know, now we cover college football might be thought of way differently than the NFL. You make this hire 5 years ago and people would be scratching their heads like, really? Like an NFL guy coming to college? But now, I mean, college is kind of ran like the NFL. We've had this conversation so many times and the game of college football is changing year over year over year. And we've seen some guys have great success at the college level that then they're able to turn around and kind of springboard their career. The only thing is, like, I didn't think Arthur Smith needed to make a decision to springboard his career. So in saying that, I think this is a hell of a job by Ryan Day for him to be able to pull Arthur Smith from where he was and what he had going on. An elite recruiting job. I think this is the kind of person, if you're Ryan Day, if you're an Ohio State fan, you want to be the OC. It's the same blueprint that Ryan Day had with Matt Patricia, and everyone was kind of scratching their heads a little bit, like, is this going to work? And you saw what this defense did last year. It is the blueprint that Ryan Day is pulling out is kind of altering the way college football is being ran. Ohio State is the first one to kind of do it, have this mindset, and it's working out really well for them. And now that you hope, you know, you package Matt Patricia with an Arthur Smith, it only makes, you know, both units even more elite than what they were in 25.
Yeah, it's almost impossible not to make the comparisons to what, you know, Ryan Day did with Matt Patricia a year ago, Zach. But there is a difference here, and you brought it up, with Arthur Smith having interviews with the Titans or being tied to the Eagles or going through this process. And like, I think he was brought in for some, they might've been token head coaching interviews, but he had interest like all across the country at the NFL level. And a year ago, for as great of a job that Matt Patricia has done and what we all think of him, he didn't have people banging down his door for a job offer last February when the Buckeyes brought him in. It's a little bit different. So that was a major coup. But this one, when you're talking about level of surprise and other people vying for Arthur Smith's services, it's a much bigger swing even than what Ohio State just pulled off a year ago with Matt Patricia. I think maybe more significant in that regard.
Well, that's why it's shocking. Matt Patricia was out of football for a year, right? No one kind of knew what Matt Patricia's steps were going to be, and he needed something to kind of ignite his career again. Not that Matt Patricia is a bad coach, as we've seen, but he needed something to kind of boost him back up, especially from his last stop in Detroit. Arthur Smith is a complete opposite, right? You said it. Arthur Smith not only had OC interviews, but there were teams talking about him becoming a head coach again. And I know there were some media members who were pounding their fists on the table saying Arthur Smith deserves it. Arthur Smith should be a head coach in the NFL. And that's what makes it even more shocking, Austin, that Ryan Day is able to go get someone who is actively having interviews in the NFL and be able to persuade him to come to Columbus, Ohio, to run an Ohio State offense. And I think that's what's just so hard for so many people to kind of fathom, that college is just getting so much, it's almost becoming linear with the NFL from that standpoint.
Yeah. And I think, look, there are going to be Steelers fans, and there's plenty of them in the Ohio State fan base that say, didn't love what Arthur Smith did with the Steelers. Or you look at the record with the Falcons and 7 win seasons and never being over 500. And I just kind of laugh at that a little bit, Zach, because there are only 32 of those head coaching jobs. Very few people have sustained success. The NFL is set up for parity. And it's, to me, it's more important that you had that experience, that you understand what it takes to run the organization, to sit in that chair, understand the pressure, and then to go down from the NFL level to college football. Like, that's a completely different thing. We've already talked about that with Matt Patricia. His head coaching experience with the Lions wasn't great. Evaluating whether you can be a good coordinator at Ohio State based on your win-loss record at the NFL, like, those things are, that's apples and oranges. They don't even apply. Did you have the ability to get that job? And then what does that allow you to do as you take a step back or a step down in some ways? Ohio State is one of the more difficult places to perform at any level. But the NFL dropping down to college football and then competing against other teams in the Big Ten, like, you have that level of experience on your resume, whether it was good or bad, doesn't matter to me. It's like, you know what the job entails.
Everyone brings up, and we've seen it, everyone brings up the Steelers in Atlanta, but it wasn't that long ago where Arthur Smith was an elite OC for the Tennessee Titans, like elite, right? And he was putting up absurd numbers with Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback. And nothing against Ryan Tannehill. He was.
No, you can say something against Ryan Tannehill.
Well, he played football for a long time, but no one would say, hey, Ryan Tannehill was an elite quarterback. Right. But he was able to do a lot of great things with that Tennessee offense. And so I actually have a really good friend, one of my really good buddies, coached with Arthur in Tennessee. And when I was texting with him over the weekend and was talking, hey, your boy's coming to Columbus. A, he was shocked that Arthur Smith was coming to Ohio State, just like me, because, you know, my buddy's still an NFL coach, and he's thinking, like, man, Arthur Smith, you know, you hear all the noise, shocked he's going to Ohio State from that standpoint. So hats off to Ryan Day. But then two, he said he is an elite coach and an even better person, which I think tells you all that you need to know. And it goes back to what everyone says about Matt Patricia and the players that played for Matt Patricia this past year. They said he's an elite coach, but an even better person. And so when you start matching up those two personalities and you put it in a Ryan Day program, there is unlimited success that can happen with this team. Now, they obviously need to go out and perform on the field, but there's so many times in the NFL, coaches in the NFL, I played in the NFL for a number of years, you know, got kicked around. I still keep in touch with some guys in the NFL. There are a lot of egos in the NFL, right? Where those guys are, hey, it's my way or no way, things like that. When you hear someone say that Arthur Smith is an even better person than he is coach, I mean, Ryan Day hit a home run. I think from that standpoint, especially when you're going from the NFL to college, like, you can't go in there and think, hey, listen, I've been in the NFL. You know, I was a head coach not that long ago. I know everything. If you have a guy who's willing to buy into the program like Matt Patricia and say, hey, listen, I'm arms open, right? Ears open, whatever it might be. I'm here to do my job, but also to blend into this culture and buy into this program. My God, man, you couldn't have a better hire.
So in these conversations, and just based on what you've seen as well, Zach, what is it that Arthur Smith, so set aside the culture fit, we know how important that is for Ryan Day, and it seems like Arthur Smith is checking all of those boxes. In terms of coordinating, being the head coach of the offense, my understanding is, like, this is a run game expert. He played offensive line at North Carolina. But what have you seen? What do you expect his influence and impact to be as he takes control of that play calling sheet for Ryan Day next year?
I mean, you're spot on. He is a run game expert. You saw what he was able to do with Derrick Henry in Tennessee, right? Bijan Robinson in Atlanta. He is a run game guru. That's where he brings unlimited expertise. He's got so many different ideas. He's dynamic with what he's able to do. And, you know, I also think he brings, you know, in the NFL, and the guy I was talking to was like, he's got a knack for finding the matchups that you want against a defense, whether that be checking to run plays, whether that be RPOs. We saw him do some RPO stuff even with Ryan Tannehill, right? We saw him do RPO stuff in Atlanta. He's very dynamic when it comes to those things and finding the mismatches. And it's the same thing Matt Patricia did on the defense. And I think everyone was shocked, you know, when they finally saw it roll out this past season. Well, it's the same thing. And then, you know, I also think Ryan Day is an elite pass game coordinator, if that's what you want to call it. Now he's the head coach, but just his route trees, the way that he's able to find those mismatches as well. And so you package that together, the offense can be dangerous, right? Now it's up to Julian Sain and what they can do. And I know that's been the talk a lot over social media is, you know, Arthur Smith likes that RPO, likes a guy that can run a little bit, have a quarterback that's a little bit dynamic, doing multiple things. What's that look like for Julian Sain? Obviously, we know he's a little undersized from that standpoint. Ryan Day definitely doesn't want him taking those hits. But then you look this past year, right? Now, people are going to complain about what Arthur Smith did in Pittsburgh, but Aaron Rodgers isn't a spring chicken. Aaron Rodgers isn't running from that standpoint, right? And no. Pittsburgh was still dynamic enough to be able to win the AFC North, still be able to go to the playoffs and do those things. And I think if you ask any Steeler fan, they didn't think that team had much promise this year, right? Especially with some of the injuries that they were dealing with and whatnot. So for him to still be able to get something out of that Pittsburgh offense, I think you're going to see a little bit more in that direction with Julian Sain behind center compared to, you know, what you saw in his previous stops.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most fascinating parts of all of this to break down heading into the offseason is Julian Sain now. And with this, you know, what the changes are going to be with the offense. We'll get to that. I have to mention, while we're all digging out of our homes in Columbus with the snow, you got to make sure that your home is winter ready with the Waterworks and Header Energy Savings Plans. Get priority heating service, members-only savings, and continuous comfort all year long. Call today to schedule the Waterworks and Header, 614-232-2222. So this part, when we're talking about the offseason and Ryan Day being the CEO, Zach, Ohio State's system itself is not broken. You know, we know that they weren't as effective, as efficient as they needed to be against Indiana and Miami. They lost those games because of that. But that's the part where I'm looking at this and like wondering how many new things, how different it needs to look with Arthur Smith coming in, and how much of that, you know, Ryan Day is willing to compromise on in terms of what he's always had this system look like. And I don't know. You and I don't know the answer. This thing just happened on Saturday. There's a long way to go. But I remember, you know, even just like the 2 weeks that Bill O'Brien was in the Woody 2 years ago, Ryan Day was talking about, well, it was great to have a fresh set of eyes to come in here and look back on, you know, the self-scouting, the evaluation of what Ohio State did and make some suggestions, even in just 2 weeks. So I'm very curious what that will look like in the conversations between these two. I would bet a lot of money that some of that has already happened between Arthur Smith and Ryan Day, but like, what does this mean now heading into spring ball and how different this could look? Cause I definitely don't know the answer to that or how different it needs to be.
First off, I think Ryan Day, and I know this for a fact from talking to Ryan and being around Ryan is a firm believer that you're either getting better or worse every single day. He truly believes that. And so anytime you stay status quo, whether that be in your preparation, whether that be in your offseason, whether that be in your game planning, whatever it might be, right? If you're staying status quo, you're getting worse. And so anytime you bring in a guy like Arthur Smith, Ryan doesn't have the ego to say, hey, this is what we do. You need to buy into this, right? Ryan's going to go in there with an open mind and get with Arthur and say, give me your feedback. I want to know. It's the same thing they did with Matt Patricia. Hey, listen, this is what we do. You know, here's tape. let's diagnose this, let's go through it, where can we be better? And I think Ryan's going to do that exact thing. And that's why he brought in a guy like Arthur Smith, so he can be that CEO. Because so many times when you get caught up in game planning and you're there at the front line, sometimes you can get blinders on, right? Because you think this is what's best. Whereas we saw in 24, when Ryan was that CEO, he was able to sit back and have a wider lens and not get sucked into, hey, what is the game plan and what are these things? And he's able to make adjustments during the game. Ryan is always making changes in the program, with the schedule, practice schedule, like everything, right? And so bringing in a guy like Arthur Smith is only going to allow Ryan to take the great things from the last number of years, think about the bad things the last number of years, and morph his offseason, his preparation, everything about it into making this 26 team the best it can possibly be. And that's why I love Ryan, right? Like so many times in coaching, I already said it, you can get egos and guys that get stuck in their ways. And I think that's a firm believer why you see some of these programs across the country that used to be elite aren't as elite anymore. And it's because you have coaches who can't adapt, who can't change. And so to have Ryan be able to adapt, accept change, be able to do those things, it's what makes him one of the best coaches in college football.
Made a change as well with a face that's very familiar to both you and me, Zach, and for the strength staff with Anthony Schlegel. Big Daddy Schlegel's returning in there. The director of toughness or minister of toughness. I'm not sure what title he wants, but we know it's going to be all gas, no brakes in there. Gas station ready. I love that Schlegel is back in there. I bet you do too.
I love it. I love Schlegel. Anyone who's around Schlegel loves him. If you're a current player, you love it. You say that. He's probably the juice man. You know, it doesn't matter what time of day it is. He is bringing the juice, and he's a guy that is just, his personality is contagious, right? In the off season, when you're working out and you're just grinding and doing things that sometimes aren't the most fun, Schlegel is there, man, and just his energy, his personality, the way he carries himself, it just lifts you up, and you just want to be better. And we've been talking about Arthur Smith and how great of a hire he is. I think Schlegel might take the cake for the best hire for Ryan Day's offseason. That's nothing against Arthur Smith. I just think Schlegel brings a different dynamic, and when you think about it, right? Position coaches, even Ryan, whatever it might be, like those guys are spending, you know, spring ball with the team. Those guys are spending fall camp and in the season with the team. There's only one set of coaches that spend literally 365 days year round with the players. And that's the strength conditioning staff. They are the only ones that during the season, they're hands on with them. In the off season, they're hands on with them every single day. And so when you can bring in a guy like Schlegel that can kind of put his spin on things, bring his juice, bring his tenacity, bring his toughness, that's only going to elevate this team.
Yeah. Big, busy weekend there for Ryan Day with that coaching staff, Arthur Smith, Anthony Schlegel on the way. We'll see what else could be in the works. There's a week to go here. We still don't know a decision yet from Larry Johnson and his future. His contract is expiring at the end of the month. We'll see if he's getting a new one extended, how that's going to work. Matt Patricia still got the people out there trying to hire him away from Ohio State. Won't make any predictions on that, but it looks, the Buckeyes feel pretty good about retaining him. Could be some movement with the special teams. Who knows? We're going to keep track of all of that as we always do on the Austin and Berm Show. The Beat is presented by the Waterworks. This, though, just kicking it off with some good news for the Buckeyes on the hiring front with Zach Bourne. I love a feel-good Bourne blitz. Like, we needed one, didn't we?
We needed one, man. The other great thing, season's over with. I feel like everyone is just, when you're not playing for the national championship, it's like you're in the dumps till that game's over. You know, and then once that game's over, everyone's to the new season. Doesn't matter if you're Indiana, right? Hey, Indiana, guess what? You're on to the new season already. Enjoy it. Now everyone's coming for you. Now you know what it's like to actually win, right? And so, yeah, man, it's exciting to get to the next season, turn the page on this chapter. It's good that, we talked about the portal last week on the Blitz, and I think this team is in a great position for massive success in 26. So to know that, hey, listen, not only are they getting the players, but they're making great decisions from the coaching ranks as well – it's a good sign. If you're a Buckeye fan, you should feel good about this.
Fun to talk about and get that insight always on a Monday with Zach Boren. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe and warm out there. If you've got to be on the roads, give yourself a little extra time, and we'll talk to you all again very soon on The Beat, presented by The Waterworks.